pocket was an ATM machine. Your life's biggest worry was what to wear to the prom. And your only regret was that incident with a stink bomb. Do you hear that subtle sound? It's the sound of reality about to slap the taste out your mouth. Now you're on your own. Why don't you care? You should be frightened. You're young and now you're free. The world is your oyster. We have no clue what that means, but let us paint a picture of your future. You're gonna eat a lot of Hot Pockets, and you're thinking that sounds great. Well, get back to us in 6 months when you've had 378. As soon as you move out, you know what your parents are gonna do. They're gonna turn your bedroom into an exercise room that they never use. And you won't use lockers in college. And this might be a total bummer. There are no yearbooks either. You'll actually have to say, have a great summer. Do you feel that gentle breeze? It's the Category 5 hurricane of adulthood about to hit you upside the head with a tree. Oh! Now you're on your own. Don't screw this up. You're on your own. Good luck. You're gonna need it.
Better believe it.
Well, that's true. That's not to knock the accomplishment of graduation to anybody. But here is the truth. And I think most successful people in most professions would agree to at least some extent with what I'm about to say. You can get the educational achievements required to start yourself on a career path. And you can read and research and do all these things to, you know, focus your efforts to get established, successful, and make some money. It's called the American dream, and it's not quite dead yet. Get the Democrats back in there. This is a waste of time. But when you get to where you want to go, and I'm very fortunate, I got there, threw it away, and got another chance to get back. And I can tell you one thing. The littlest, tiniest things. Things you can't plan for, things you can't, use a consultant or anything. Just plain old coincidence, right place, right time. That's going to have more impact on the scope and success of your career than anything else.
Amen.
And you know how you make that happen? You got to put yourself in front of it at every opportunity, knocking on doors, and never giving up.
I think, Greg, it's important that they follow their passion.
Absolutely.
What you're passionate about, because success follows happiness. It's not the other way around. Success doesn't make you happy. When you're happy, you'll be successful. So follow your passion.
I completely agree with that. And that's why I never told Janelle what to do or what to be.
Good.
I just encouraged her to keep looking and exploring and never assume that you can't.
Right.
Until you've given it a try.
You're a good daddy.
And now she's the lead graphic designer for one of the world's biggest zoos. And she accomplished that in the middle of absolute personal heartbreak.
It's amazing.
So I'm very proud of her for that.
Should be.
Traffic update.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Here we go.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say?
shut up. Car hauler truck, big truck, is caused a major wreck on 85 southbound near the Mulberry Ann Street exit right before the 85-65 interchange. Again, that's 85 southbound.
At Mulberry.
I hope it was empty. I hope it wouldn't haul in a bunch of cars.
I don't know. But it's causing a major backup on 85 south.
You always wonder what would happen if one of those things is carrying a dozen cars.
You've seen it in movies, but I've never seen it in real life.
Yeah, I never have either. I've seen them empty have issues, but wow. Well, we just got a fresh update uploaded from the traffic dungeon of Mr. Balaki, so let's go straight to him at 5:06. Brant McDonald with us in about 3 minutes.
As we roll into the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch has several things that are going to slow down your travels this afternoon. We have an accident on I-85 southbound. It's right at the Union Street exit, so be careful there. That is backing things up at an already busy location. We also have an accident at 65 North and the West South Boulevard. Both of those have traffic backing up. There's also a vehicle fire on I-85 North near exit 22. That's the shorter exit. If you're headed out of town, be careful. You're going to slow down there. There's one more thing jamming up traffic. It's on I-85 northbound. It's midway between Perry Hill Road and the Boulevard. Three cars in the median. Doesn't look like there's any injuries, but they may be there for a little while, and traffic is slowing down there. Be careful as you head home this afternoon. Watch out for the other guy and get home safely. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down. Sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama lawmakers are headed to the end of the 2019 legislative session with some major decisions before them. State budget, several sweeping education bills, and an overhaul of the state parole board are among the issues that will be decided at the end of the legislative session. Lawmakers expect to end the session today or tomorrow. The Auburn family is celebrating the life of Rod and Paula Bramlett today. The couple died in a car wreck Saturday night in Auburn. The voice of the Tigers, Rod, served as Auburn's lead announcer since 2003 and called Auburn baseball games for 27 seasons. A private burial will follow the public memorial service. And Montgomery fire officials are investigating the cause of an early morning house fire. It happened in the 6,000 block of Eric Lane. Some people were inside at the time of that fire, but they were able to make it out safely. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. There'll be some widely scattered thunderstorms roaming around for some lucky communities. Good luck, because most towns will stay dry. And then dry in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, the rain chances are way under 20%. Not quite zero, but a good bit of sunshine over the weekend. Not quite as hot. High temperature in the low 90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lows at night in the upper 60s. Then on Monday, we're back to the low to mid 90s. We should be dry. And on Tuesday, into the middle 90s. Still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Like, dude, like the 80s were totally radical and bitchin' and tubular and stuff? No, seriously, dude, far out and gnarly. Dude.
Just wanted to follow up Rich's forecast with a report. There are some isolated thunderstorms. They have stayed south of Interstate 85 and are basically following the path of Interstate 85 northbound.
Wow.
But not moving north. So it looks like everything will stay south of the city on the line all the way to Auburn. All right. You know, she used the word tubular in the first.
She did.
Person that came to mind was Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Hey, Brant, how are you, man?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing great. I'm feeling well today. Just been resting all day long.
Good.
Watching the news, and
I don't know if that's good for your health to watch the news today. Watching these liars, these horrendous, awful liars. I just, oh God.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
I went to see my Korean lady friend with a pair of jeans that I wanted to get patched up. And I went in, she says, "Are you okay? I just listened to something on the news that I shouldn't have listened to. It can affect your mental health, certainly." Well, it's good to see a little green on the markets today. What's your take on today's activity?
I just think that all in all, we're still just stuck in the muck and mire of all this trade mess. I will also say, I don't think any of this potential impeachment talk, which is a bunch of, let's just say, BS, it really is. It's almost like comedy hour that we're even talking about all that. But I will say, the part that where the rubber meets the road is this trade stuff. And it is very serious. I mean, I have to stress that. I mean, there's a lot of worry and concern out there that if this escalates, you know, gets worse, that we're absolutely going to see a slowdown. And I have to say that I'm a little bit in that camp myself. We're two different discussions. Do we need to go after China? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be pain involved doing it? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You have to probably sometimes endure some short-term pain to make things right. And that's just how I see it. I mean, we cannot allow the Chinese to continue doing what they've been doing for the last decade, especially. I mean, it's a national security issue on so many levels and on multiple fronts. And unless it's hit head on and attacked and dealt with, we're going to suffer from it mightily down the road. And I do think it's a national security issue. So in the meantime, we will see our 401ks and our retirement accounts and investment accounts get whipsawed around as a result. But I just truly believe that when we look back on all this, we're going to say, okay, well, that was a couple of years, maybe 3 years. That was not a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But it was a necessary thing that we had to deal with, and we're better for it now. And so I just really, that's the way I see it.
I agree.
As for today, we're trading sideways. We had a couple of companies that helped us out on the Dow. McDonald's and Coke were up nicely, which you would expect. I mean, we've seen money moving out of these real sensitive areas, these economically sensitive companies. If you look at the spread between sort of staples companies and discretionary companies, the discretionary stocks, staples companies have clearly been outperforming by about 18%. Not surprising to me. You see the massive move in Treasury bond yields. 10-year bond yield has come screaming down to below 2.5%, which no one in their right mind would have ever dreamed. I mean, my goodness. Last year at the end of 2018, we were talking about how many Fed rate hikes are we going to have in 2019. Mm-hmm. And now the market is pricing in 3 rate cuts. And I just think all of that is right there at the doorstep of this Chinese trade deal. And that's what's happening. And by the way, it's not just some glib thing. I mean, when you look deep into the numbers, which we do, I mean, I'm talking about really deep into the numbers, we're beginning to see some indicators reflecting everything I'm talking about. The question then becomes, what are the things that could happen that would really create havoc or wreak havoc? So if China were to yank all of their rare earth metals and materials in terms of export to the United States, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. China is by far the largest mining country in the world. They have a colossal amount of reserves and rare earth materials that we use for everything, for radar technology and defense systems to automobile engines to glass to technological types of equipment, a broad range of applications in that industry or sector. So that's a big deal.
Brent,
here's the other one.
If we could, I just need to pause briefly here because our traffic director, Jeff, has just come upstairs. And he only does this when there's something incredibly urgent to share.
You're absolutely correct. We have a jackknifed 18-wheeler on I-85 southbound right at the Perry Street exit or the Perry Street overpass. There's not an exit there. But it's blocking all lanes of I-85 southbound.
Oh, my God. All lanes?
All lanes. It's all the way across the interstate. It's jackknifed across the interstate. So you may be able to take the Union Street exit and then get back on at Court Street. But you're probably not even going to get there. Traffic's backing up really quickly. So be careful. Avoid I-85 southbound if you can.
is that, we had a call about a tractor, a car hauler or something like that?
That's what it looks like, yeah. Okay. It looks like a car hauler or something like that, but it's empty. It's not full of cars, but it is all the way across all lanes of the interstate.
We appreciate the confirmation on that and getting that information out to the listeners, Jeff. Thanks.
No problem.
All right, now you got to get to climb down those stairs.
Yes, I do.
Stairs of death.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nightmare in the making with that. I appreciate
the worst time of day, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll be going downstairs to see if it's raining soon. I'll bet the backup will reach us pretty quickly here between.
I know it will.
Perryhill and Carmichael. Brand, please pick up where you left off there on the importance of this issue with China.
Yeah, so, you know, I was just going to mention, you know, everyone's greatly concerned about what if the Chinese were to come after companies like Apple and other really great U.S. multinational firms, which they absolutely could do. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. That could hurt Apple in a major way. That would impact broad indexes across the scene in the United States. We're talking the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, even the Dow Jones. So for clients who are using index funds or that are using even managed funds, these are heavily weighted names in these indexes. But I do want to stress this before we wrap up. One thing that we're doing, and I have to tell listeners, you've got to do this. I mean, this is the time. You've got to monitor because we're looking at the sectors and even the subsectors that are getting absolutely blown away by all this stuff that's going on with China because of all the fear and the anxiety. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're doing that is because there are really great companies in great sectors and subsectors that are on big time sale. And I'm not talking about a little bit. We're talking about down 50%, 75%. Wow. So now's the time you need to get your shopping list out, really go looking for companies or sectors where you can find tremendous value, great balance sheets, great cash flows, et cetera, and wade in. You know, wade in. This is what we do at our firm. You know, you go in with, say, a third. You monitor it. You go in with another third down the line. And then ultimately the final third where you have a full position in something that you have a great amount of confidence in over a long-term period. These are the things you want to look for. I can assure you the best institutional money managers on the planet are doing the same thing. So you can't let fear or all this anxiety grip you to the point that you get out or you bail out or you violate your own long-term investment plan. You have to use this to your benefit.
Brant, you basically told us a very similar piece of advice back in December when the Dow had dropped below 22 that, you know, you got to think long-term. And sure enough, it hit that I think it was like right before Christmas, and it came back not in a rush, but on a steady basis, hit new highs, and now it's been a little bit wobbly or wonky the last week or so, but it's nothing like what happened last year. So people have to, you know, have a long-term memory as well. We've been down this before.
Yeah.
And as you say, don't let fear drive the bus when it comes to making decisions.
No, you can't do that. And, you know, the way we think about things is, you know, we come on the air every day and we talk about things from a macroeconomic view, particularly globally. And then we also talk about geopolitical stuff and the politics that are on the scene. Those are incredibly important for obvious reasons. So when we're at our firm, we're looking at all the fundamental research, the macro research, and the politics. And if you can check those boxes and find incredible value that lines up with the way the winds are shifting, you can do really quite well for yourself. And you have to remember, when these things get hit, or when sectors get hit, or companies get hit really hard, there's a lot less risk in them. And I think a lot of people think about it the other way around. You know, they think, oh my gosh, they've gone down so much, this is risky. Well, no, not really. I mean, they've gotten a lot cheaper. So.
Hey, Brant, you know, I launched the show with a bit of a meltdown today because I saw it Fox on the studio monitor, and I saw 3.1% first quarter GDP higher than expected. Here we go again. But the, you know, just as they overestimated every single thing Obama did for 8 years. Oh, well, it was lower than expected. And now we get 3.1% growth and higher than expected. What is it with the, this is where politics comes into the market talk, and it troubles me. That was one piece of good news today to see that. All right, so the line's open tomorrow if you want to join us, Brent. It's great to hear you sounding so strong, so good. And that, you, of course, you not being on top of things, well, that just, I cannot conjure such a thought. So here's...
Well, here, I appreciate...
Let me wrap this up and put a bow on it. Because I know a little bit about fear. And
you're going to start taking baby aspirin every day.
Okay.
For these meltdowns, because I've seen you do those meltdowns in studio, and those veins are popping everywhere. Listen, I've been studying up on strokes. Believe me. Anyway, go ahead.
They're probably going to have to carry me out of here one day. I mean, that's the way I want to go anyway. You know, doing what I'm doing. Yep. But you know, when you are in a fear state, is when you have nobody to talk to about the thing that's making you nervous. When you have a great financial advisor and a team of people like they do at McDonald and Hagen, and Brent's going to start bringing some of these folks around so you can see the scope of the assets that are human at this incredible company. That's when fear goes away. When you have somebody to ask questions who is a phone call away, and that way you don't have to let the news dictate your emotions. Did that sound pretty intelligent for a guy who didn't finish college?
That sounded beautiful, man. Beautiful to me. And the great thing is I like to think it's all true. I mean, and it is really true. We have a great team. I'm super proud of my team, and I'm excited about that. My hope is that every month for the rest of the year, when I come in studio, I can bring someone with me for, you know, 20, 30 minutes, or heck, the whole time, whatever.
Well, you know you can. Of course you can.
And it'd be a lot of fun. Really would.
That would be most welcome. The number, by the way, to make the initial appointment to consult with them about putting a plan, starting a plan for yourself, is 387-0094. And let these incredible people show you how a relatively painless amount of money can grow over a period of time and help you achieve the goals you want to achieve in life. 387-0094. Brent, we hope to hear from you tomorrow if you get a break.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
All right.
We'll do it, man. All right, you guys take care. Good luck with that wreck.
All right, let's see. One bottle of baby aspirin on my shopping list.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott. And don't forget, Jay Scott will have random facts tomorrow morning around 7:15. That's always fun and interesting. And we end it with what we call, like our teachers used to do, a pop quiz based on some piece of information. Win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate by playing and winning that. All right, 5:25, we're going to go back to the traffic dungeon. A major situation on I-85 southbound. Listen carefully.
Montgomery Sky Watch into our 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have some serious problems. We have a jackknifed 18-wheeler at 85 South and South Perry Street. It's blocking all lanes of I-85. You may be able to exit at Union Street and come back on at Court Street missing that accident, but things are really backed up there. We also have an accident at 3400 block of Vaughn Road, 600 block of Ann Street, and again, of course, we have that 18-wheeler jackknifed. Over on I-65, we have an accident at I-65 North and West South Boulevard. Please be careful. Traffic is really slow. If you can avoid using I-85 South, you should do so this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Sky Watch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And we're going to do a little research here and go down and check out to see if the backup from that
I just checked. It's not quite at Perry Hill yet, but it is definitely at Ann Street, the backup.
Wow.
And I've seen photos.
It's not that we don't believe you.
You just want an excuse to go do your vices.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough. I make excuses for my vices all the time.
No, I mean, it is important that we do our due diligence.
Of course.
See what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said today?
No, I didn't.
Pregnant women are not mothers.
Yeah. I don't know that she's really alive. I think she's dead.
You know what? I've heard other people speculate the same thing. They want to see a body.
Uh-huh.
Because she's... Oh, my God. Can you imagine the lunacy we'll be enduring if she...
Exactly.
If they can't fake her life?
Mm-hmm. Well, she's been doing
my God.
It for a while.
Oh, they're just... between Hollywood, the left, the shrieking...
It's insane.
It'll be deafening.
It's insane.
Pregnant women are not mothers. Okay, got that? That should be big breaking news to moms out there. You probably didn't know that before today, but now, thanks to the wisdom of a senile, aging Supreme Court justice who is in poor health, now you know better. Isn't it amazing how consistent the four of those twerps are? They may not even... That's why they don't have to check to see if she's got a pulse. They know how she's going to vote. They just toss it in.
Yep.
Bunch of crap. The only one that's the wild card in every single decision those people make is the fake conservative Roberts.
Yeah, exactly.
What did he do? Some hoodwinking.
Threw us under the bus on Obamacare.
Oh, either that or he got one of those envelopes.
Mm. And by the way, I think Kavanaugh is also a wild card.
I question him.
You know what? Sure. He's probably like Mueller, scared crapless. He got a good taste of what these people can do to your life, and you got to wonder if he doesn't take that into consideration.
No, but the Supreme Court is anti-democratic and anti-democratic for a reason. And I'm just saying, a guy who, as a circuit court judge, had the most opinions ever upheld by the Supreme Court knows how to play the game in Washington, D.C. He really does.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
And it's probably why Trump picked him. It made a lot of sense. I didn't expect the whole Christine Blasey Ford accusation.
Yeah, by the way, how about Governor Blackface, Lieutenant Governor Rape, and Attorney General Blackface in Virginia still have their jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think in a million years of evolution they would still be in position if they were Republicans?
Absolutely not.
No effing way. The hypocrisy, the staggering hypocrisy of the Democratic Party and what they demand from everybody else and look the other way when it's them.
Amen, bro.
We got to put an end to this stuff.
Yes, we do.
Here's JD.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
You know, I haven't heard anybody once bring up the other side of the slippery slope on, like you were talking about with the Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying they want to see a body, but when they do something like that, what's going to happen when somebody brings up all the Jack Kevorkians and all these other people who had willing participants that just wanted to go painlessly into the night?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen with all the people that they have prosecuted? They're going to have a lot to answer for when stuff starts really popping off.
Well, you know what?
But, you know,
The thing is, we've had things that were legal in the past in this country, like slavery and stuff. There's a lot of those type of decisions and things in the past that can't be changed. They're part of history. So,
And I agree with that, but they're all just double backing on their justification simply because of Trump.
Huh?
Simply because of Trump. They're double backing on everything that they've ever done in the past. If he said the sun was shining out right now, they try to convince the country that it was storming lava.
True.
So, I don't know. There are a bunch of yahoos up there, and I'm just going to say,
all we're saying right now is that one of those yahoos is probably dead, but they haven't announced it yet.
Dead yahoo.
Still voting, though, like a good Democrat after death.
Oh, that old puppet master up there, yeah.
You better believe it.
Listen, we appreciate
y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, man.
You too. All right, we have another update from Jeff, so we'll hit the traffic dungeon first.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your afternoon traffic, and we have some serious issues. We have a jackknifed 18-wheeler on I-85 southbound. It's right at Perry Street. That is backing traffic up currently all the way back to Perry Hill Road, so avoid I-85 southbound if you can. We also have an accident at I-65 north end of the boulevard that's backing traffic up towards Hull, so be careful if you're on 65. If you're on 65 north headed towards Prattville, we don't see a thing to worry about. Everything is moving along just fine. Just getting there is the problem. Around the boulevard, it's extremely busy, especially around I-85. You're going to have trouble getting on to I-85 before too much longer, so avoid that area if you can. Let's be careful and see if we can get home safely this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, before we check in with Rich and get that ultra-hot forecast and some local news, I want to talk to you for a moment, sir. Oh, much beloved and glorious! Yes. Prime Minister Playtime.
Yes.
Tomorrow, last day of the month.
Mm-hmm. Last day. We don't know if they're going to renew these really good deals or not.
So, basically, you got to, what, 6?
6 o'clock tomorrow night to come get, you know, save $1,000 on a GSXR. Oh, my God, get 0% interest. You know, they got all this stuff going on, and we never know if they're going to renew it for the next month. So, if you're looking for a sport bike, you want to save a lot of money, GSXR is as good as it gets. We've got them. They're on sale. $1,000 off. Boosts, same thing. We got the naked GSXRs. We got those guys on sale with big rebates. Kawasaki's doing the same thing, throwing a lot of money and super low interest rates at all their bikes. They've even got like $500 off on jet skis.
Wow.
If you want to hit the water, yes. Everything's going on right now. And like I said, after tomorrow night, I don't know if we're going to have these again.
Well, I know that this is true. There are people in the river region who are suffering from PHWRS, and that's post-holiday weekend regret syndrome, because the weekend ends and they hear from their friends, I was up at the lake, I was jet skiing, mm-hmm. I was out in the, you know, exploring yep. off-road, and what were you doing? Well, I mowed my lawn. It's time to inject some fun into your life.
And absolutely.
Terry, we've known Terry for many years, and he'll tell you straight up, make an unreasonable offer. If you yep. want a jet ski, a bike, and check out their pre-owned inventory as well.
Exactly.
Phenomenal service department. Get it done, because they got numbers they want to hit at Adams Motorsports.
Yes.
So stop by, if not before 6 this afternoon, all day tomorrow, and get your deal done with Terry and his team. They are at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, and you can browse the inventory, get a credit app started. That's a good first step
mm-hmm.
at AdamsMotorsports.com. All right, local news, and then we're back at 5. Let's go see if the backup is reached behind.
I got to know.
Yeah, I do.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Auburn family is celebrating the life of Rod and Paula Bramlett today. The couple died in a car wreck Saturday night in Auburn. The voice of the Tigers, Rod, served as Auburn's lead announcer since 2003 and called Auburn baseball games for 27 seasons. A private burial will follow the public memorial service. Alabama lawmakers are headed to the end of the 2019 legislative session with some major decisions before them. State budgets, several sweeping education bills, and an overhaul of the state parole board are among the issues that will be decided at the end of this session. Lawmakers expect to end the session today or tomorrow. And Montgomery fire officials are investigating the cause of an early morning house fire. It happened in the 6,000 block of Eric Lane. Some people were inside the home at the time, but they were able to make it out safely. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. You love 80s night at the club because your dance moves, hair, and clothes are retro stylish, rather than being sad and pathetic.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Hey, dare you to wear those parachute pants you still have somewhere to work.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There'll be some widely scattered thunderstorms roaming around for some lucky communities. Good luck, because most towns will stay dry. And then dry in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow and the Saturday and Sunday, the rain chances are way under 20%, not quite zero, but a good bit of sunshine over the weekend. Not quite as hot. High temperature in the low 90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lows at night in the upper 60s. Then on Monday, we're back to the low to mid 90s. We should be dry. And on Tuesday, stay into the middle 90s. Still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say you're right. I'm the man of this house until you get home. Goes around here right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
543, we all pretend, don't we, Terry?
Yeah.
That's how we
say it.
Have to. Needs, but they're not that important.
That's it. You have to, or you go crazy.
Yeah. I got to post this Ginsburg comment. Pregnant women are not mothers. That should be amazing news to not only pregnant women, but those who have been and had babies. Mm-hmm. We did our due diligence. We did go all the way down the stairs to look at Interstate 85 southbound. And sure enough, the backup is already reaching the Perry Hill exit. So if you're on southbound 85, bail at the boulevard. Mm. Better yet, bail at the boulevard, go to Atlanta Highway, go underneath it going westbound, and you'll see a restaurant on the right called El Jalisco. Yeah. And here from that restaurant is our beautiful little friend, Yaelin. How are you?
Hi there, Greg. Good. And you?
And she's sweet.
She sounds sweet.
She is. She is. And one reason why El Jalisco is 100% awesome service, and there's still time left in this happy hour. So why don't we start with that, Yaelin, and let everybody know how they can refresh themselves for less.
Definitely. You know, it's very hot outside, so you can definitely come in for a $3 margarita. We have lime flavor on the rocks or frozen. It's a pretty decent size, and also our Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Draft. They're both 22 ounces and all for $2.99 until 7 o'clock.
All right, so now that we know how we can cool our palates, what are the dinner specials tonight?
Today, it's our Mexican fajitas, which is a little bit of everything. Just in case you don't know what to like try on the menu, you can always get that, so you can get a sample of each thing we have. Cool. And also, we have that one for $7.99, and also our chimichangas for $7.99 today. And lastly, our Mexican goat chicken for $6.99 today.
That first item you mentioned again, the sampler?
Yes, Mexican antojitos.
You know, I recommend that because if you're not well-versed in Mexican food, it's a great way to find out what everything is.
Find out what you really, really like and what you like.
And that's an awesome price for the experience, too, because every time they bring your food out to the table at El Jalisco, it's on a big oval plate, and you're going to... walk out of there kind of, I don't know, feeling just a tad sluggish from all that good
food.
You're
going to waddle out of there.
They do not shortchange you in any way, shape, or form. And as you can hear from Yaelin here, the service is top-notch. Big restaurant, too. Lots of comfortable table and booth seating for you or a large group if you're interested. And they also do an awesome, I mean, they really go all out to prepare take-home for you if you want to do it that way. El Jalisco is on Atlanta Highway right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory in front of Burlington Coat Factory. When you walk in, please mention that you heard about them here on News Talk. Yaelin, I got to send you back to work now. I'm sorry.
All right. It's fine, Greg. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, my pleasure. How do you like that? From one friend to another, from Yaelin to Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yes!
chat.
I just told little Joy there's only three words that are important today, Greg.
Mm.
Rambo, Last Blood. The new movie coming out in September. I can't wait till September. I don't think I can wait that long.
Rambo, Last Blood?
Rambo, Last Blood. Stallone is closing the chapter.
Was he do this one from a wheelchair or something?
Yeah, it's really funny. He's kind of huddled down at his front porch of his old house, like in the desert, and everybody's coming after him.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. I could still kick your ass from the front porch.
Hey, I may go see Godzilla this weekend.
Godzilla. What else? The Elton John movie's out this weekend.
Yeah, that I'm going to wait on. I'm not.
I like Elton John's music.
Love Elton John. Do not mistake my desire or my
lack of desire to go see his movie.
The movie, it's got nothing to do with the music. I haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody, and I love Queen, and I love that's a great story. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Bohemian. It left before I had a chance to go see it. So what's everybody's take on the fact that Mueller and Barr issued a brief joint press statement basically saying, well, Mueller didn't really mean to say that he relied on the fact that he couldn't indict a president.
I think the correct interpretation is that Mueller is a frightened man. I played a clip of him early on in the show, and I urged people to tune in, to listen. You know about lie detectors and stuff like that. Part of the your body they check is your breathing.
Right.
When somebody is nervous, their voice will have a little bit of a skip in it, and it's very clear from his statement yesterday that Mueller is a man who is, I would say, at the end of his rope, that he would have given anything to never been involved with this, to never have had anything to do with it, because the rage mob has not given him a moment's peace when he failed to come out and say Donald Trump is a criminal.
Right. That's exactly right, and he still wants to be invited to the important cocktail parties in the D.C.
Absolutely.
Area.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, that's absolutely true. When you think about it, that is the problem in D.C., though, is that those cocktail party people are the ones that think they should be running the country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's who he hangs with. He's part of the deep state. He always has been.
Yep.
You know, I thought it was interesting that Barr made the comment in an interview with CBS just a little while ago that, look, it's never the job of the special counsel or the DOJ to do a preliminary investigation for a congressional impeachment movement.
Right.
We're not there to do your investigation for impeachment, you know, and I thought that was pretty interesting. Can I tell you a funny story about a lie detector test?
Sure, we got just a couple minutes.
All right, I'll just tell this real fast. So this is a famous military case. I wasn't involved in it, but two military police officers arrested a guy, and they decided to run a fake lie detector test on the guy. So what they did is they ran a colander, like, you know, to strain your spaghetti. Mm-hmm. They put some wires on it and ran it to the back of a copy machine. And on the copy machine, they had a piece of paper with the words "you're lying" laid down flat. So they'd ask him questions. They'd press the copier, and they would come out, "you're lying" on the paper.
True story.
Yep. It's a true story. It's a true case. So the guy appealed the case for, because he confessed, right? He didn't confess. So he appealed, saying it was, you know, undue pressure to make him confess. And you're allowed to trick people into confession. They end up upholding it. Is that not great?
That's awesome.
Lying.
He was too dumb to know any different.
He needed to go to jail for that. Anyway, that's my lie detector test.
Chad, you know what? These would be the lame-ass stories from your life, and they're good.
I've got some crazy ones, my friend. I'll tell them to you later.
We'll look forward to it.
Y'all be good. Take care.
You too. See ya. Everybody's got lame-ass stories to tell.
Yes, part of life.
I just get paid for mine.
There you go. Well, yours is a level or two higher than us normal folks.
Oh, is that what they are?
Well, because of the people you've been around and your success and professionalism. And
you know. I hate to be a name dropper. I did work for Styx.
Styx!
You had breakfast or a late lunch with a bald Burt Reynolds?
I did.
Burt Reynolds. You did the Good Coke with Lindsey Buckingham?
Well, that's the magazine column that comes out, I think, tomorrow.
A pharmaceutical grade Coke.
Mm-hmm. It's called Big Mac and Fried. And it's the story of a party at the garish Playboy Mansion in 1977.
Did it all start with the pipe?
Oh, that?
that. I'm not talking about anything like, it's not drug paraphernalia, folks.
No, no, no. We're not talking about like a crack pipe. We're talking about the porn pipe.
Yeah. And it led you to a pipeline of sin. And decadence and excess in the world of rock and roll and radio.
In excess.
Okay, Bing Crosby. Thanks for the confessional. Here's Randall.
Well, I was down in the holler a while ago when my phone went out when you was talking. I don't want you to think I just hung up on you.
We thought you did. Because, no.
Because, I was going to finish it. I look at Mueller in a different way. Him and Trump are putting out these little feelers trying to get the Democrats to open it up, in which they don't want to. That's why, see, Nancy Pelosi can see the whole thing. The House Minority Leader can see the whole thing like Trump can. And 12, you know, 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans can see a lot of it, a lot more than what we can. And I don't think they'll ever let us see it, just for that fact. And one reason, like, you see Mueller close up shop and left, and Barron made a good point. Who's going to prosecute Flynn? That's the only Trump's victory. They're going to leave Flynn alone if they don't push this any further. And Trump's got this wrapped up, so he don't need to give the country a black guy. Because some of this stuff, I think, is in there because it went just like everybody thinks. And everybody knows it. That's why it don't need to come out, and I don't think you need to put the fingers on it that how crooked some of our folks have been to us and really hurt us instead of helping us.
These people have got to be eradicated from our governmental system. They've got to be put in prison.
But I think Trump thinks he can do it from the inside out. And he don't. I mean, what good would it do for us to see it, though, really? I mean, think about it. I mean, now that we know Trump's going to win, there ain't no sense in him doing it. Nancy Pelosi has shut up. You ain't heard her say nothing about getting rid of Trump.
True.
Because she knows what's in it. She don't want no more part of that thing being open. And as long as they don't touch Flynn, Trump, him and Mueller are pushing them. And I think Barr wants to let it lay. That's why I was thinking, like, out in the same while ago, that's why they come back and made that joint comment. Yeah. You know,
Mueller
they
wants
nothing
to do with this. Mueller deeply regrets it was ever
made. You're right.
Randall, I got to run. We're out of time for the show. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
I absolutely believe that as goofy as she is, Pelosi doesn't want this to go.
She's not that stupid. She's foolish, but she ain't stupid.
She knows that the guys on that committee on the Republican side are pretty tough. I would not want to throw... Mueller would... Oh, my God. Jordan would eat him alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he would spend the rest of his life living under a cloud. It would not be good for him. No doubt in my mind. One last word here, folks. We're past tax season. Well, some of us have extensions filed and stuff. I got mine done. And as usual, every year, the thing that really is the game changer is that first mortgage interest deduction. Now, for those of you who are renting and saying, well, I just don't have I can't save the money to get a decent enough down payment. Don't write yourself out of the home ownership equation until you've talked to Morris Capuano. You're not going to find anybody in that business that works harder to get you done or to at least establish a path for you to reach home ownership. And in a reasonable amount of time, he's partnered up with Renaissance Bank now, and they have lots of programs for people that have, a little credit scorch mark here and there, who do not have a giant amount of money to put down. Let him work for you. This is what he lives to do. Morris is always happiest when he's helping somebody achieve the dream of home ownership. It is what makes him tick. So help him. Get out of the rent rut and get into a place you can call your own. Get pre-approved. Then you're really in the driver's seat. 409-9300 is the number to reach Morris. 409-9300. And Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. Joey Clark Radio Hour coming up. One last look at a very bad traffic afternoon.
We have a bad situation on I-85 southbound. There is an accident with a jackknifed 18-wheeler right in the downtown area at Perry Street. Traffic is currently backing up between Perry Hill Road and the Boulevard, so avoid I-85 south if you can. If you are headed south on 85, your best bet is to exit at the Boulevard and go around the north side or the south side to get where you're going. If you're stuck in the traffic there, police are trying to have traffic exit onto Union Street and go past the accident and get back on the interstate at South Court Street. We also have a problem on I-65. There's an accident at I-65 northbound and the Southern Boulevard, and that has traffic backing up almost all the way to Hope Hull on the northbound side of 65. Your best bet this afternoon is to avoid the interstates. The boulevard's starting to get really crowded as people bail out to avoid that, so be careful there as well. 79 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and they're frantic to get these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars gone. You will save some serious money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as three additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
All right, the Clark Radio Hour is coming up next, and at 7:30 we have Clearing the Air with Terry Adams. What are you going to be talking about tonight?
Well, a little bit of everything, you know, like I normally do, big picture stuff.
All right. It's always fun. It's always interesting. That's 7:30 to 9 weeknights here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And did you do a five-hour marathon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had fun.
Man, where's on a Saturday? That's tough. I had to do that on WLS.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours on a Saturday night. And with 7 million people in the market.
That's a lot.
And unfortunately, it usually seemed like they had other things to do than listen to the radio on Saturday night. That was a tough haul. Good work.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
The man they call the Baron is in the house. He's going to be, I think he's over the indie thing by now. He'll be joining Young.
Joint.
I'll be back in the morning with Rich Thomas.
Awesome.
Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And Jay Scott.